In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our Lady, Queen of all Saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I was doing the hour of the Passion in which Mary, the sorrowful mother, received her dead son into her arms and placed him into the sepulchre. And I was saying in my interior, My Mama, together with Jesus, I place all souls in your arms, that you may recognize them all as your children, inscribe them one by one into your heart, and place them in the wounds of Jesus. They are children of your immense sorrow, and this is enough for you to recognize them and to love them. I want to place all generations in the supreme will, so that no one may be missing. And in the name of all, I give you comfort, compassion, and divine relief. So we see here how Jesus wants us to pray.
Vemos aquí cómo Jesús quiere que oremos.
So it's always with Luisa.
Siempre es con Luisa.
And Mary.
Y con María.
Together with Jesus.
Junto con Jesús.
And then we place all souls.
Y luego ponemos a todas las almas.
Into their arms.
Entre sus brazos.
So they may recognize them as your children.
Para que los puedan reconocer como sus hijos.
So, like, our job is to make sure everybody gets to heaven.
Nuestro trabajo es asegurar que todos pueden alcanzar el cielo.
See, we want everyone to get to heaven.
Nosotros queremos que todos lleguen al cielo.
Even the most horrible people.
Hasta la gente más horrenda.
Remember Jesus said on the cross, He said, Father, forgive them, they know not what they do.
Acuérdense lo que dijo Jesús en la cruz.
And that was to everybody. And so He asks us to do the same,
entonces,
that we love everyone,
que amemos a todos,
to the point that we bring everyone into heaven.
Al punto que traigamos a todos al cielo.
So when we see something horrendous on television,
cuando vemos algo horrendo en la
during the news,
en las noticias,
we say we want, Lord, forgive them, have mercy on them, bring them into heaven.
Decimos, Señor, perdónalos, ten misericordia de ellos, tráelos al cielo.
This is why we are called by God to repair and redo.
Por eso estamos llamados por Dios a reparar y a volver a hacer.
In the name of everyone and everything,
en el nombre de todos y todas las cosas,
past, present, and future,
pasadas, presentes y futuras,
so as if this event,
como si este evento,
never occurred.
Nunca hubiera ocurrido.
See, it's repairing everything.
Es reparar todo.
This is what Jesus taught our Luisa to do.
Esto es lo que Jesús le enseñó a Luisa a hacer.
At this point, many souls are being lost.
En este punto ahorita, muchas almas están perdidas.
And this is a great suffering for Jesus and Mary.
Y este es un gran sufrimiento para Jesús y María.
So we want to bring as many people into paradise as we can.
Y nosotros queremos traer a la mayor cantidad de gente posible.
Even though there will be some,
aunque va a haber algunos,
who will not want to go to heaven.
Que no van a querer ir al cielo.
And God can't force them to go to heaven.
Y Dios no los puede forzar ir al cielo.
We want to pray that in our name,
queremos orar que en nuestro nombre,
in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús,
that they are be forgiven,
que sean perdonados,
and that they give one act of the divine will,
y que si dan un acto a la divina voluntad,
they can begin to, they have the hope of getting into heaven.
Tienen la esperanza de ir al cielo.
Thank you. Okay, so we'll continue. Is it they are children?
Now, while I was saying.
Okay, now while I was saying this, my sweet Jesus moved in my interior and told me, My daughter, if you knew with what food my sorrowful mama nourished all these children. And Luisa says, What was it, O Jesus? What was it, O Jesus? And he said again, Since you, Luisa, are my little one, chosen by me for the mission of my divine will, and you live in that fiat in which you were created. Now, this is very important. Number one, she was chosen by Jesus for the mission of the divine will. Number two, she lived in that fiat in which she was created.
Estos son dos puntos muy importantes. Ella fue escogida para esto y número dos, ella vivía en, su, en el fiat para cual fue creada.
So she's chosen and she lives this life. So she, Jesus says, I want to let you know the story of my eternal will. Its joys and its sorrows, its effects and an immense value, what it did and what it received, and the one who took its defense to heart. So he's going to explain to Luisa this, the story of the divine will, and she's recording it for us. So he says, listen, little ones are more attentive and listening to me because their minds are not filled with other things. So the littler you are, the more attentive will be. They are as though empty of everything, and if one wants to give them other food, they feel disgusted because being little, they are used to taking only the milk of my divine will, which more than a loving mother keeps them attracted to its divine breast to nourish them abundantly. And they remain with their little mouths open, waiting for the milk of my teaching, and I amuse and delight myself very much. Oh, how beautiful it is to see them now smiling, now rejoicing, now crying, and hearing me narrate the story of my divine will. So this Jesus is going to teach us, who are little, about this great gift.
Jesús nos va a enseñar a nosotros que somos pequeños de este regalo tan grande.
Now this is volume 16.
Este es el volumen 16.
Okay, and in this volume, Jesus teaches us how to live in the divine will.
En este volumen, Jesús nos enseña cómo vivir en la divina voluntad.
Well then, the origin of my divine will is eternal. Never did sorrow enter into it. Among the divine persons, this divine will was in highest harmony, or rather, it was one. In every act, it issued forth both an ad intra and an ad extra. It gives us infinite joys, new contentments, immense happiness. And when we, Triune God, wanted to deliver the machine of creation, how much glory, how much honor, and a harmony did it not give to us? As soon as the fiat was unleashed, this fiat diffused our beauty, our light, and our power in order, harmony, love, and sanctity. Everything. We remain glorified by our own virtues. And in seeing through the fiat, the blossoming of our divinity concealed the whole in the whole of the universe. Our holy divine will did not stop. Swollen with love, it wanted to create Adam, man. And you know the story, therefore I move forward. So here, this divine will brings glory, honor, harmony to God.
Aquí la divina voluntad trae honor, gloria y armonía.
It brings divine beauty, light, power, order, harmony, and love.
Trae armonía, orden divino, poder, y amor.
And because of all of this, then God said, now we want to make man.
Y por todo esto, Dios decidió, ahora vamos a crear al hombre.
So the highest order of love given to the world is man.
El orden más grande del amor en el mundo es el hombre.
The greatest of all creation that God gave to the earth was woman.
El más grande que Dios le dio a toda la creación fue la mujer.
The last and the highest order of creation is women.
El último y el más alto orden de toda la creación es la mujer.
This is why the devil hates them.
Por eso el diablo las odia.
Because he knows that because of a woman,
él sabe que porque una mujer,
God became man.
Hombre, el hombre, Dios,
and so the devil despises the woman, especially the Blessed Mother. So this is why we should honor Our Lady more than anyone. Because it is the woman clothed with the Son who's going to really bring about a renewal of the face of the earth.
esta renovación,
sobre la faz de la tierra. The image of Our Lady of Guadalupe is the image of the divine will.
La imagen de Nuestra Señora de Guadalupe es verdaderamente la imagen de la divina voluntad.
Okay, so he, Adam, was the one who caused the first sorrow to my divine heart. He tried to embitter the one who loved him so much and who had made him happy. My divine will cried more than a tender mother who weeps over her son. Crippled and blind, and only because he withdrew from the will of his mother. My divine will wanted to be the first agent in man, if for no other reason, to give him new surprises of love, new surprises of joy, new surprises of happiness, new surprises of light, new surprises of riches. It wanted to give always, and this is why it wanted to act. But man wanted to do his human will and broke it from the divine will. If only he had never done that, my divine will then withdrew and Adam fell into the abyss of all evils. So here we see God. God gives everything. Everything. He gives new surprises of love, of joy, of happiness, of light, of riches, everything. And Adam said no. Adam said no. And fell into the abyss of all evils. Now, in order to rejoin these two wills, human and divine, one was needed who would contain a divine will within himself. Therefore, since I, the eternal Word, Jesus Christ, love this man with an eternal love, we, Triune God, decreed among our divine persons that I, Jesus, was to take on human flesh in order to save man and rejoin the two broken wills. But where to descend? Who is the one to provide her own flesh for her God? This is why we chose Mary, a creature, who by virtue of the foreseen merits of the future Redeemer, was exempted from original sin. Her human will and ours were one. It was the celestial creature Mary that understood the story of our divine will. We narrated everything to the Blessed Mother, as if to a little one, the sorrows of our divine will, and how ungrateful man, by breaking his human will from ours, had constrained our divine will with the divine sphere, almost hampering it in its designs, preventing it from communicating to him all its goods and the purpose for which he had been created. So Adam basically broke from God and threw everything in disorder.
Adam básicamente se separó de Dios y arrojó todo en desorden.
And so Jesus came to bring that unity back.
Y Jesús vino a volver a reunir todo.
And so he redeemed us.
Y nos redimió.
And so what Jesus said to Luisa was this.
Y lo que Jesús le dijo a Luisa es esto.
When a parent sees their baby falling down a mine shaft to the ground, they are horrified that their baby is broken and bleeding. At the bottom of the well. And so they go down and they redeem the baby. And they bring the baby back up. They're happy, but they're not completely happy. The baby is still broken and bleeding. And until the baby is made whole again, the parents are not happy. And he says, this is what God is. God has redeemed man, but we're not back to where we were before the fall. So he says to Luisa that I'm going to teach man how to be restored through the Book of Heaven. And that's what God has given to Luisa. It's not just to read, but to read and be restored to perfect health. He doesn't want us to be broken and bleeding anymore.
Ya no quiere que estemos quebrantados y sangrando.
So by us reading the volumes,
así que al leer, nosotros estar leyendo los volúmenes,
we are making God happy again.
Estamos haciendo que Dios sea feliz nuevamente.
Completely happy.
Completamente.
And therefore he can give to us
y entonces de esa manera nos puede dar a nosotros
all that he had planned to give to Adam.
Todo lo que había planeado darle a Adam.
And so our job is fiat. We want what you want, God. And then that's why the divine will is so beautiful. God is going to do everything. We are the little newborns with Luisa. And we let God bring complete restoration to us and to the world. So Jesus says, for us to give is to make ourselves happy, and to make happy the one who receives from us. It is to enrich without being impoverished. It is to give what we are by nature, forming it within the creature by grace. It is to go out of ourselves to give what we, Triune God, possess. In giving, our love pours itself out, and our holy divine will makes feast. If we were not to give, why would we form the creation? Therefore, just being unable to give to our children, to our dearest images, was like a mourning for our supreme will. Just in seeing man work, speak, walk without the connection of our divine will, because they had been broken by him, and that the currents of grace and sanctity of science would have run to him had he been with us, but could not. Our divine will took the attitude of sorrow. Every time, every act of the creature was a sorrow for us, because we saw that that act was empty of a divine value, deprived of a divine beauty, and of a divine sanctity, and was completely dissimilar from our acts. So, again, what Jesus is asking us to do,
lo que Jesús nos está pidiendo a nosotros que hagamos,
is to
es
allow him to repair.
Permitirle a él repare.
It's very, very clear that
claro,
every thought, word, and deed,
que cada palabra, hecho y obra,
has to be redone in the divine will. Okay. So like you start in the morning with your Previni act, and then through the day you do your actual acts. In order to connect with Jesus' acts, so that everything has a divine value. So our job is great.
So es que nuestro trabajo es maravilloso.
Everything that we think, say, and do,
todo lo que pensamos, hagamos,
in the name of everyone, past, present, and future,
en el nombre de todas las personas y cosas pasadas,
is being repaired,
está siendo reparado,
being redone,
vuelto a ser,
in the holy divine will.
En la divina voluntad.
Our job,
nuestro trabajo,
is to recreate the face of the earth.
Es volver a recrear toda la faz de la tierra.
That's what it means to be like God.
Eso es lo que significa ser como Dios.
So, when we do our acts and our rounds in the divine will,
cuando hacemos nuestros actos y nuestros rounds en la divina
everything manera, is being recreated.
Todo está sido recreado.
Every thought, every word,
cada
every
palabra,
deed.
Cada pensamiento, cada obra.
So, our Lord is asking us to participate in Him.
Nuestro Señor está pidiéndonos que participemos en Él.
And to do what God does.
Y que hagamos lo que Dios hace.
There is no way
no hay
that
manera,
we can ever do anything divine.
Hacer una cosa.
But Jesus says,
pero Jesús dice,
to Luisa, that you do this in my name.
Que tú hagas esto en mi.
So it's Jesus that's doing it.
Es Jesús el que lo está,
not us.
Y no.
So this is the great thing. We're going to see great blessings come upon the earth.
Entonces, esto es lo que va a pasar. Nosotros vamos a ver grandes bendiciones que vienen sobre la tierra.
And we're going to see the Jews, the Buddhists, the Hindus, the Muslims, the Protestants all become beautiful Catholics.
Vamos a ver a todos los judíos, musulmanes, budistas, todos convertirse en bellos católicos.
With a great love for Jesus and Mary.
Un gran amor por Jesús y María.
Okay. Oh, how Mary, the celestial little one, understood this great sorrow of ours and the great evil of man by withdrawing from our divine will. Oh, how many times Our Lady cried hot tears for our sorrow and for so great misfortune of Adam. Therefore, fearful, Mary did not want to concede to her own human will even one act. And this is why Our Lady remained little, because her will had no life in her. So how could she grow? But that which she did not do, our holy divine will did. It raised Our Lady all beautiful, all holy, all divine. It enriched Our Lady so much as to make Our Lady the greatest of all creatures. Our Lady was a prodigy of our divine will, a prodigy of grace, a prodigy of sanctity. But she always remained little, so much so that she never came out from our arms. She took on our defense. She repaid all the sorrowful acts of the supreme will. And not only was she completely in order with our divine will, but she made all the acts of the creatures her own, and absorbing into herself all of our divine will, rejected by the souls, she repaired it, she loved it, and she keeping it, she as though deposited in her virginal heart, she prepared the food of our divine will for everyone, for all her children. So here we see that Our Lady did everything perfectly.
Aquí vemos que nuestra madre hizo todo perfectamente.
Jesus did everything perfectly. Our Lady did everything perfectly.
Jesús hizo todo perfecto, perfectamente, y nuestra madre hizo todo perfectamente.
And now Jesus and Mary
y ahora Jesús y María
wanted to give this gift
quería dar este regalo
to mankind.
A la humanidad.
So they found one soul,
entonces encontraron a un alma,
Luisa Picaretta.
Luisa Picaretta.
Who they breathed this life into. And now Jesus wants to breathe this life in us. So Jesus says, do you see then with what food this most loving mother nourishes her children at the cost of her all of her life, unspeakable pains, and the very life of her son, to prepare within her the abundant deposit of this food of my divine will, and to keep it ready to nourish all her children as a tender and loving mother. Our Lady could not love her children more. By giving them this food, her love reached the ultimate degree. Therefore, among the many titles that Our Lady has, the most beautiful title that could be given to the Blessed Mother is that of Mother and Queen of the Divine Will. So Jesus is showing us that of all the titles,
Jesús nos está enseñando que de todos los títulos,
the most beautiful title Mary can have,
el más hermoso que puede tener María,
is the title Mother and Queen of the Divine Will.
Es el título de Madre y Reina de la Divina Voluntad.
So when you asked earlier, what prayers do you pray?
Cuando preguntaste más temprano,
this is what we pray. Mary and Queen of the Divine Will, pray for us.
It
makes Jesus happy and it makes Mary happy.
Eso lo hace feliz a Jesús y a María.
Now, if my daughter, if my mama did this for the work of redemption, you, Luisa, too, must do it for the work of the Fiat Voluntas Tua. Okay, so this shows us that everything that Our Lady went through, now Luis is going to have to go through. So he says, the first thing is this. Your human will must have no life in you, making all the acts of my divine will in each creature your own. So not only no life, but she becomes a second mother to us, making all the acts of my divine will in each creature, each soul, Luisa's. You shall deposit them into yourself. And in repaying my divine will in the name of everyone, you, Louisa, shall form within you all the necessary food to nourish all generations with the food of my divine will. So what you have is like mother, like daughter, like mother, like daughter, like daughter, like mother.
Lo que tenemos es como hija, madre, como madre.
This is why I keep on asking, who is this Louisa Picaretta?
Por eso sigo preguntando, ¿quién es esta Louisa Picaretta?
She's not the mother of God.
No es la madre de Dios.
She's not the son of God.
No es el hijo de Dios.
Yet God is giving her such a blessing.
Y sin embargo, Dios le está dando tan bendición, tan grande,
that he calls her the newborn of the divine will.
Que la llama la recién nacida de la divina voluntad.
The firstborn of the divine will.
La primera nacida de la divina voluntad.
So our Lord has such great and wonderful plans for Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa.
Y las almas ligados a Luisa.
You are not going to believe how much God is going to bless you.
No van a creer cuánto Dios los va a
bendecir. If you link yourself to Louisa.
Si te ligas a Luisa.
Volume 16, 12:6-23. My little one, in order for the divine will of heaven to descend upon earth, it was necessary that all human acts be sealed and glazed with the acts of the divine will, so that in seeing that all the acts of the creatures are covered with its divine will, drawn by the powerful magnificence of its own volition, the supreme will may descend upon earth and reign in it. You then, Louisa, have been given this task as firstborn of our divine will. Think about this. She's the little one. She's the newborn. And Jesus says, all the acts of the creatures are going to... it is necessary that all the acts of the creatures be sealed and glazed with the acts of the divine will. This is Louisa's task. Taking every thought, every word, every deed of every human in order that the divine will reign. The human will not reign anymore. He says, very basically, you have been given this task, the firstborn of our divine will. Now, know that in order to draw the word and to make him descend from heaven by my mama Mary, took on this commitment to make her round in all generations, making all the acts of the human will her own. So here she's praying the round, which we are going to learn how to do. She placed the divine will in them, and since she possessed so much of this capital of the supreme volition, as to surpass all that the creatures, all the creatures together would possess. Sorry. For every round, when she prays the round that she made in the divine will, this capital multiplied. And so I, the eternal word, in seeing that one of the most faithful creatures had covered with so much grace and love all the human acts with the divine will, taking to heart all that was needed in order to do this, and in seeing that our divine will was present in the world, drawn and descended from heaven to earth. So here, Jesus is saying to Louisa that she's the newborn of the divine will, the firstborn of the divine will. And like what Our Lady did to bring Jesus to the earth, Louisa is going to bring the kingdom to the earth. Yes. So this is... Okay, so I'm going to stop there. My ears are going. No. Not yet.
Okay.
What we'll do is we'll talk. Anybody, any conversation at this point? Any?
¿Alguna conversación, algo que quieran conversar, que quieran decir, que quieran preguntar?
No, nothing. Okay, then why don't we we'll stop and then we'll do... the prayer. Okay? Okay, so we can turn off the camera and the hand of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. So we're on volume 16. There's music playing.
La música.
In volume 16, 12:8-23, I was thinking about the Immaculate Conception of my Queen Mama. And after receiving Holy Communion, my always lovable Jesus made himself seen in my interior as though inside a room filled with light. So here we see why Jesus and Mary love Luisa.
Aquí vemos por qué Jesús y María aman a Luisa.
Here she receives Holy Communion.
Aquí recibe la Santa, la Comunión.
And she's thinking about the Blessed Mother.
Y está pensando en nuestra Madre Santísima.
And Jesus
y Jesús
makes himself seen.
Se hace ver.
In the interior of Luisa.
En el interior de Luisa.
That's where Jesus lives.
Ahí es donde vive Jesús.
So she said it's a room filled with light.
Ella dijo es una habitación llena de luz.
So when we go to the Holy Church,
cuando nosotros vamos a la Santa Misa,
Jesus is in the tabernacle.
Jesús está en el tabernáculo.
Now, what we have to begin to understand
lo que
is,
tenemos que empezar a comprender es,
when we pray in the divine will,
cuando oramos en la divina voluntad,
we go to Luisa.
Vamos a Luisa.
Because that's where Jesus and Mary are.
Porque ahí es donde está Jesús y María.
This is a great miracle.
Este es un gran milagro.
We begin to understand the great role of Luisa Picaretta.
Empezamos a entender el gran papel de Luisa Picaretta.
So Jesus says, in this light he was shown, in this light Jesus was showing all that he did during the course of his life. Okay, so within Luisa,
dentro de Luisa,
Jesus will show us all that he has done.
Jesús nos va a enseñar todo lo que él ha hecho.
This is why Luisa is the newborn.
Por eso es que Luisa es la recién nacida.
This is why Luisa is the firstborn.
Por eso es que Luisa es la primer nacida.
Because you'll be able to see the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary.
Porque vamos a poder ver la verdadera vida de Jesús y de María.
Now we love Jesus and Mary.
Ahora amamos a Jesús y María.
We want to be with Jesus and Mary.
Queremos estar con Jesús y María.
And therefore we now have Luisa.
Y por eso ahora tenemos a Luisa,
who will lead us closer to Jesus and Mary.
Que nos va a llevar más cerca de Jesús y María.
So it's not for Luisa alone.
No es para Luisa solamente.
It's for Jesus and Mary that were in the divine will.
Es para Jesús y María que estaban en la divina voluntad.
Okay, so it says, one could see lined up in order all of his merits, his works, his pains, his wounds, his blood, and all that the life of the God-man contained, as though in the act of protecting a soul very, very dear to him from the slightest evil that could possibly shatter her. So here, Jesus' life,
aquí vemos la vida de Jesús,
is protecting,
está protegiendo
Luisa,
a Luisa,
who's very, very dear to Jesus,
que es muy, muy, muy querida de Jesús.
And therefore, not even the slightest evil,
y ni el mal más pequeño la puede molestar.
Could affect Luisa.
Pues la puede afectar.
Okay. Luisa says, I was stupefied in seeing so much attention from Jesus, and he said to me, to my little newborn, I want to make known the Immaculate Conception of the Virgin conceived without sin. So here, Luisa is astonished.
Aquí Luisa está sorprendida
that Jesus is showing so much attention to her.
Que Jesús le está mostrando tanta atención a ella.
And Jesus says that he is going to show.
Y Jesús dice que él va a enseñar
to Luisa,
a Luisa,
the Immaculate Conception of Mary.
La Inmaculada Concepción de María.
We have to get to know who the Blessed Mother is.
Tenemos que empezar a conocer quién es nuestra Madre Santísima.
We have a glimpse of who she is.
Vemos una pizca de quién es.
But we don't yet understand how great the Blessed Mother is.
Pero realmente no entendemos todavía qué grande es nuestra Madre.
So when we read the volumes of Luisa,
y cuando leemos los volúmenes de Luisa,
we fall more in love with Mary.
Nos enamoramos más de María.
We fall more in love with Jesus.
Nos enamoramos más de Jesús.
So if you want to love Jesus and Mary more,
entonces si quieres amar a Jesús y María más,
read the volumes of Luisa.
Lee los volúmenes de Luisa.
So he says, first you must know, and you must know is a command from Jesus.
Cuando dice tienes que saber, pues es una directiva de Jesús.
So he says, my divinity is one single act, and all acts concentrate into a single one. This is what it means to be a God, the greatest portent of our divine essence, not to be subject to a succession of acts. Okay, so right now we're trapped in time and space.
Ahorita estamos atrapados en el tiempo y en el espacio.
Okay. So we get up in the morning.
Nos levantamos en la mañana.
We wash our face.
Nos lavamos la cara.
We have our breakfast.
Desayunamos.
We go to work.
Vamos al trabajo.
We have our lunch.
Comemos.
Everything's in time.
Todo es en el tiempo.
With God, that's not true.
Con Dios eso no existe.
Everything in God is at once.
Todo en Dios es en ese momento, en ese instante.
The beginning and the end of time are a second.
Desde el principio hasta el fin están presentes.
And that's where we're supposed to be living.
Y ahí es donde nosotros debemos estar viviendo.
That is eternity.
Esa es la eternidad.
That's why we were created.
Para eso fuimos creados.
To live in eternity.
Para vivir en la eternidad.
When Adam sinned,
cuando pecó Adán,
we had to leave eternity.
Tuvimos que dejar la eternidad.
That's where the Garden of Eden is.
Ahí es donde estaba el jardín de
Paradise
Eden.
Is there.
El paraíso está ahí.
We had to leave, and now we're trapped in time and space.
Tuvimos que dejarlo eso, y ahora estamos atrapados en el tiempo y en el espacio.
Where we become old, gray-haired, wrinkled, and then we die.
Donde nos volvemos viejos, nos dan arrugas y nos morimos.
That was never part of God's plan.
Jamás fue parte del plan de Dios.
It's because Adam sinned.
Es por el pecado de Adán.
And we had to leave eternity.
Y tuvimos que dejar la eternidad.
And now we're trapped in time and space.
Y ahora estamos atrapados en el tiempo y en el espacio.
This is the only thing we know.
Esto es lo único que conocemos.
We think this is where we belong.
Pensamos que aquí es donde debemos estar.
And Jesus wants us to know,
y Jesús nos quiere decir,
that time is coming to an end.
Que el tiempo sí se va a acabar.
The reading for Sunday Mass.
La lectura del domingo.
Saint Paul says we are at the end of time.
San Pablo dice estamos al final del tiempo.
And we have to understand that.
Y tenemos que entender que
we have to go back to eternity.
Que tenemos que regresar a la eternidad.
For most of us,
para la mayoría de nosotros,
we think that is only after we die.
Pensamos que eso solo ocurre cuando nos morimos.
But what Jesus wants us to have,
pero lo que Jesús quiere que tengamos,
is eternity now.
Es la eternidad ahora.
And this is what he's teaching Luisa.
Y eso es lo que le enseñó a Luisa.
So he says this. This is what it means to be God. The greatest portent of our divine essence is not to be subject to a succession of acts. And if to the creature it seems that we now do something and now do something else, it is rather that we, God, allow the soul to know what is within a single act, and since the creature is incapable of knowing it all at once, we allow her to know it little by little. So this is what God is doing with us.
Eso es lo que Dios está haciendo con nosotros.
Little by little,
poco a poco,
he's teaching us,
nos está enseñando,
the great gift of the divine
will. El gran regalo de la divina voluntad.
He needs us to cooperate.
Él necesita que nosotros cooperamos
with this great blessing.
Con esta gran bendición.
So little by little,
entonces poquito por poquito,
he's filling us with divinity.
Nos está llenando con la divinidad.
Now, everything that I, eternal word, was to do in my assumed humanity formed one act with one single act contained in my divinity. Okay. So therefore, before Mary, this noble creature, was conceived, everything that the eternal word was to do upon earth already existed. Okay, so In the divine will,
en la divina voluntad,
like I say to people,
como él le dice a la gente,
when they're praying,
cuando están orando,
well, if it's God's will, they say,
que si es la voluntad de Dios,
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Yo no sé, yo no estoy seguro.
What Jesus says,
lo que dice Jesús,
it's already accomplished.
Ya está hecho.
All you have to do is ask for it.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es pedirlo.
So there's no more worry, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more complaints, no, no more negativity.
No hay más preocupaciones, negatividad, quejas, ansiedades.
And this is a life of peace, joy, and happiness.
Esta es una vida de paz, júbilo y felicidad.
And so anything that you ask for in the divine will,
entonces cualquier cosa que pidas en la divina voluntad,
basically is going to be given to you.
Básicamente se te va a dar.
That's why Jesus says, ask, believe that you have received it and it is yours.
Por eso dice Jesús, pide y cree que lo vas a recibir y es tuyo.
See, Adam commanded.
Adán dio directivas.
Adam was king of the earth.
Adam era el rey de la tierra.
Whatever he said,
cualquier cosa que él decía,
happened.
Pasaba.
So Jesus wants to bring us back to that command.
Y Jesús nos quiere regresar a esa posición de dirigir.
And that's not us commanding.
Y no es nosotros los que estamos dirigiendo.
But Jesus in us commanding.
Pero Jesús en nosotros dirigiendo.
So anything that you ask for,
entonces, cualquier cosa que pidas,
believe that you have received it,
piensa que lo vas a recibir,
and it's yours.
Y es tuyo.
God is very, very, He wants to bless us in all ways.
Jesús nos quiere, o Dios nos quiere bendecir en, de todas las maneras.
Okay, so we'll continue. Okay, so, what the Word was to do upon earth already existed, and so, in the act of the conception of the Virgin, all my merits, all my pains, all my blood, and all that the life of a man God contained, lined up around her conception. Our Lady was conceived in the interminable abysses of my merits and of my divine blood, and in the immense sea of my sufferings. By virtue, then, Our Lady remained immaculate. Our Lady remained beautiful. Our Lady remained pure. Since my incalculable merits bared the way to the enemy, and he could do no harm to the Blessed Mother. So here, again, what's so amazing,
lo que es tan asombroso,
is how beautiful Mary is.
Es lo bella que es María.
So when we, like I said yesterday, when we have a statue of Mary,
como platicó ayer, que cuando tengamos una estatua de nuestra madre,
we make sure that she is crowned as queen.
Nos aseguramos que ella esté coronada como reina.
We want everyone to know,
queremos que todos
she
sepan,
is our mother, she is our queen.
Que ella es nuestra madre, nuestra reina.
Okay, because as he says here, Our Lady was conceived in the interminable abysses of my merits, of my divine blood, and the immense sea of my suffering. By virtue, then, Our Lady remained immaculate, beautiful, and pure. And since my incalculable merits barred the ways to the enemy could do no harm to the Blessed Mother. It is fair that the one who was to conceive the Son of God, had to first be conceived in the works of this God, to be able to have the virtue of conceiving that Word, who was to come to redeem mankind. Therefore, her first she was conceived in me, and then I was conceived in her. So, we see this great blessing of Mary. Mary was conceived in Jesus.
Vemos esta gran bendición de
and then
María.
Jesus was conceived in Mary.
Jesús nació en María.
We were conceived with Jesus in Mary.
Nosotros fuimos concebidos con Jesús y María.
And that's what we're going to discover reading the volumes.
Y eso es lo que vamos a descubrir cuando leemos los volúmenes.
That Mary is our mother.
Que María es nuestra madre.
As she is the mother of Jesus.
Y también es la madre de Jesús.
We were conceived together with Jesus.
Y nosotros fuimos concebidos juntos con Jesús. En el vientre de María.
So, again, we should have a greater love for the Blessed Mother.
Nuevamente debemos de tener un grande amor, más grande amor por nuestra Madre Santísima.
And everyone should have an image of Our Lady.
Y todos deben de tener una imagen de nuestra madre en su hogar.
And if you notice on top of the head of Our Lady here, there was a crown at one point.
Si notan aquí en la imagen, sí había una corona en nuestra madre. Y sí pueden ver donde se nota que le quitaron algo ahí o algo estaba ahí, porque sí estaba coronada nuestra madre.
She is mother, she is queen.
Ella sí es madre y es reina.
And anything that you ask the Blessed Mother,
y cualquier cosa que le pidas a nuestra Madre Santísima,
you're also asking Jesus.
También le estás pidiendo a Jesús.
So Jesus and Mary will always answer your prayer.
Y entonces Jesús y María siempre van a contestar tus súplicas.
There was nothing left but to make it known to the creatures at the appropriate time, although the divinity, in the divinity it was already done. So now God is showing us
ahora Dios nos está enseñando
how important the Blessed Mother is.
Qué importante es nuestra Madre Santísima.
How blessed we are to be conceived in the womb of Mary with Jesus.
Qué bendecidos somos nosotros de haber sido concebidos junto con Jesús en el vientre de nuestra madre.
Therefore, Mary, the one who most gathered the fruits of redemption, or rather who received its complete fruit, was this excelling creature, having been conceived in the divine will. She loved, esteemed, and kept as her own everything that the Son of God did upon earth. Oh, the beauty of this tender little one. Our Lady was the prodigy of grace. Our Lady was the portent of our divinity. Our Lady grew up as our own daughter. Our Lady was our decorum. Our Lady was our joy. Our Lady was the honor and our glory. While Jesus was saying this, Luisa said, I was thinking in my mind, is it true that the Queen Mama was conceived in the interminable merits of my Jesus, but her blood, her body, were conceived in the womb of Saint Anne, who was not exempt from original sin? So how can it be that Our Lady inherited nothing of the many evils which we all have inherited from the sin of our first father Adam? Now, just so that you know, this was not Luisa's question.
Esta no es la pregunta de
this
Luis.
Is our question.
Esta es nuestra pregunta.
This is our doubt.
Esta es nuestra duda.
This is our fear.
Esta es nuestro temor.
So Jesus gave this question to Luisa.
Jesús le dio esta pregunta a Luisa.
So he can answer our doubts.
Para que él nos pudiera contestar a nosotros nuestras dudas.
Is it true that Mama Mary was conceived in the merits of Jesus? But why she was conceived in the womb of Anne? Why didn't she receive original sin? Okay, now Jesus wants to answer this.
Jesús quiere contestar esto.
My daughter, you have not yet understood all the evil is in the human will. Okay, so here, again, this is a great teaching for us.
Esta es una gran enseñanza para nosotros.
And he says to us,
y nos dice a nosotros,
in our doubts,
en nuestras dudas,
you have not yet understood all the evil that is in the human will.
Que no has entendido todo el mal que hay en la voluntad humana.
So he says, it was the human will that crushed Adam. That is his nature. Not the nature crushed, crushed the human will of man. Okay? The human will crushed man. And this is something that we have to understand. Every time you go to confession,
siempre que vas a la confesión,
you say, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned."
Dices, "Bendíceme, Padre, porque he pecado."
And then you go, "This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did."
Esto es lo que pensé. Esto es lo que hice.
And this is the human will.
Y esta es la voluntad humana.
So we want to turn from our human will.
Queremos dar vuelta de nuestra voluntad humana.
By using our free will.
Usando nuestra libre voluntad.
To choose the divine will.
Para escoger, elegir la divina voluntad.
I don't want to live in my human misery anymore.
No quiero ya vivir más en mi miseria humana.
I want to live in God's holy divine will.
Quiero vivir en la voluntad de Dios.
So Jesus says, nature remained in its place, just as it was created by me. Nothing changed in nature. It was Adam's human will that changed, that put itself against nothing less than a divine will. This rebellious human will crushed Adam's nature, debilitated it, contaminated it, and rendered it a slave to the most vile passions. It happened as to a container filled with full of fragrances or precious objects. If it is emptied and then filled with rottenness or vile things, does the container perhaps change? The contained has changed, but the container is always the same. At the most, it becomes more or less estimable, depending on what it contains. Such was Adam. Adam had a divine life.
Adam tenía una vida divina.
And Adam threw that divine life out.
Y Adam lo aventó, lo arrojó hacia afuera.
By disobedience.
Por desobediencia.
By being unfaithful.
No siendo fiel.
And he lived that life in misery.
Y vivió esa vida en miseria.
And now we possess that life.
Y ahora nosotros poseemos esa vida.
And Jesus has redeemed us.
Y Jesús nos ha redimido.
Our Lady has co-redeemed with Christ.
Y nuestra madre ha
co-redimido
con Jesús.
And now God wants to give us back the life that Adam lost.
Y ahora Dios nos quiere dar esa vida que Adán perdió.
So we have to understand that the human will,
tenemos que entender que la voluntad humana
is misery.
Es miseria.
God wants us to abandon our human misery.
Dios quiere que abandonemos esa miseria humana.
So he can fill us with divine
para
life.
Que nos puede llenar con vida divina.
And that's why we study the rounds.
Y por eso estudiamos las rondas.
That's why we study the book of heaven.
Por eso estudiamos el libro del cielo.
Now, to be conceived in the womb of the creature, of the human race, did no harm to Mama Mary, because Our Lady's soul was immune to every sin. There was no division between Our Lady's will and the will of her God. The divine currents found no obstacle or opposition in pouring out into Our Lady in every instant that she was under the pouring rain of new graces. So here, Mary was not contaminated by the divine will, by the human will.
Aquí vemos que María nunca fue contaminada por la voluntad humana.
Because of her immaculate conception.
Por su inmaculada concepción.
She always lived in the divine will.
Siempre vivió en la divina voluntad.
So there was not an instant in which she was contaminated.
No hubo ningún instante donde ella fue contaminada.
So with this divine will and the soul, all holy, all pure, all beautiful, containing the container of her body, which she received from her mother, remained fragrant. It was restored. It was ordered. It was divinized. Jesus says, in such a way as to be exempt from all of the natural troubles by which human nature is invaded. Yes, Mary was the one who received in the seed of the fiat voluntas tua on earth as it is in heaven, and this ennobled her, this restored her to her origin, as Adam was created by us before he sinned. So Our Lady received this great gift.
Nuestra madre recibió este gran regalo
of the Immaculate Conception.
De la Inmaculada Concepción.
And there was no way that sin could bother her.
Y no había ninguna manera que el mal la pudiera molestar.
She was as beautiful as newly created from the hands of God.
Ella era tan hermosa como recién creada por las manos de Dios.
And even more, it made her surpass where Adam was. It embellished her even more through the continuous flow of the fiat, which has the singular virtue of reproducing images fully similar to the one who created them. So you see the image and likeness of God.
Vemos la imagen y semejanza de Dios.
That Adam lost.
Que Adán perdió.
Is now found in the Blessed Mother.
Ahora se encuentra en nuestra Madre Santísima.
The image and likeness of God.
La imagen y semejanza de Dios.
Now when we're baptized in the faith.
Cuando somos bautizados en la fe.
We receive the image of God.
Nosotros recibimos la imagen de Dios.
But none of the saints had the likeness of God.
Pero ninguno de los santos tuvo la semejanza de Dios.
You saw a little bit of Saint Peter walking on the water.
Vimos un poquito de San Pedro caminando en el agua.
He walked maybe 20 feet and then sank.
Caminó más o menos 20 pasos y
that was the only likeness that he had of Jesus.
Eso fue la única semejanza que tuvo a Jesús.
God wanted more than that.
Dios quería mucho más que eso.
And God is going to have his way with us.
Y Dios va a tener su manera con nosotros.
So he's teaching us how to be in his likeness.
Entonces nos está enseñando cómo ser en su semejanza.
Through the book of heaven.
a través del libro del cielo.
And as you read the book of heaven,
y conforme lean el libro del cielo,
you become less of who, what you've been,
nos convertimos en menos de lo que éramos,
and you become more like Christ.
Y nos convertimos más como Cristo.
This is what God wants.
Esto es lo que quiere Dios.
To be, this is the triumph of the Immaculate Heart of Mary.
Este es el triunfo del Inmaculado Corazón de María.
That the, her children look like her son.
Que sus hijos asemejen a su Dios.
So he's asked everyone.
Le ha preguntado a todos.
To give up their human will.
Que dejen su voluntad humana.
So he can give them the divine will.
Para que él les pueda dar su divina voluntad.
Most, almost everyone.
Casi todos.
Has said no to Jesus.
Le han dicho que no a Jesús.
They want their human misery.
Quieren su miseria humana.
They want their human life.
Quieren su vida humana.
They don't want a divine life.
No quieren una vida divina.
They don't want to be divinized like the Blessed Mother.
No quieren ser divinizados como nuestra Madre Santísima.
Jesus said, Luisa, your human will is a rusty penny.
Jesús le dijo a Luisa, tu voluntad humana es como un centavo oxidado.
And he said, give me your rusty penny.
Y le dijo, dame ese centavo oxidado.
And I will shower you with billions of dollars.
Y te voy a dar billones y billones de dólares.
And the human says,
y el humano dice,
if I give up my rusty penny,
si yo doy mi centavo oxidado,
I won't have it anymore.
Ya no lo voy a tener más.
Jesus says he wants to fill us with divinity.
Jesús dice que Él nos quiere llenar con divinidad.
And all we're focusing on,
y lo único en que nos enfocamos nosotros,
is our rusty penny of our human will.
Es nuestro centavito oxidado de la voluntad humana.
Watch what God's going to do.
Vean lo que va a hacer Dios.
He's going to make sure that we don't want our rusty penny.
Él se va a asegurar que no queramos ese centavo oxidado.
And he's going to win.
Y Él va a ganar.
My first pastor that I had, that I worked for,
su primer pastor para cual él trabajó,
he says there's two ways you can do it.
Dice, hay dos maneras de que lo puedes hacer.
He says you can do it the wrong way,
lo puedes hacer de la manera equivocada,
or you can do it my way,
o lo puedes hacer de mi manera.
He was always right.
Siempre tenía la razón.
Jesus wants us to do it his way.
Jesús quiere que lo hagamos a su manera.
Because we're doing it the wrong way.
Porque lo estamos haciendo de la manera incorrecta.
God wants to free us from our misery.
Dios nos quiere liberar de nuestra miseria.
He has great plans for the world.
Él tiene grandes planes para el mundo.
He's got great plans for us.
Tiene grandes planes para nosotros.
But we have to cooperate.
Pero tenemos que cooperar.
So we'll go to okay, more. And now, is that where we are?
Yeah.
Now to be conceived in the womb of a creature of the human race did no harm to my mama. Because Our Lady's soul was immune to every sin. There was no division between Our Lady's human will and the will of God. The divine currents found no obstacle or opposition in pouring out into Our Lady in every instant she was under the pouring rain of new graces. So, with this will and this soul, all holy, all pure, all beautiful, the container of her body in which she received from her mother remained fragrant, restored, ordered, and divinized in such a way as to be exempt from all the natural troubles by which the human nature is invaded. And yes, Mary was the one who received the seed of the Fiat Voluntas Tua on earth as it is in heaven. This ennobled the Blessed Mother, restored a Blessed Mother to her origin as Adam was created by us before he sinned. Even more, it made her surpass it in embellishing her even more through the continuous flow of that fiat, which has the singular virtue of reproducing images fully similar to the one who created them. And by virtue of the divine will acting in her, one can say that what God is by nature, Our Lady is by grace. You see that likeness of God here. Our divine will can do anything, Jesus says, and can reach everywhere when the soul gives us, God, the freedom to act and does not interrupt our works with her own human will. So God is going to do with Our Lady to us, the same thing to us. Our Lady is our hope.
Lo que Dios hizo con nuestra madre es lo que Dios quiere hacer con nosotros.
The assumption of Our Lady is where we're, what's going to happen to us.
La asunción de nuestra madre es lo que nos va a pasar a nosotros.
We are going to go to heaven.
Nosotros vamos a ir al cielo.
And one day we will have our body there.
Y algún día nosotros vamos a tener nuestro cuerpo
so
ahí.
So God's got everything planned.
Entonces Dios tiene todo planeado.
And but He says here, as it says here, we have to give God the freedom to act.
Pero como dice aquí, le tenemos que dar la libertad a Dios a actuar.
We don't want to interrupt God's work.
No tenemos, no queremos interrumpir
with our human
Dios,
will.
Con nuestra voluntad humana.
Okay, Psalm 16:3-24. Also, my mama contained my love as life. So, Our Lady didn't have human love.
Nuestra madre no tuvo amor humano.
Our Lady had divine love.
Nuestra madre tuvo amor divino.
She had Jesus's love.
Ella tenía el amor de Jesús.
And God wants to do that with us too.
Y Dios quiere hacer eso con nosotros también.
He wants to free us of human love.
Nos quiere liberar del amor humano.
He wants us to fill us with divine love.
Nos quiere llenar con amor divino.
This is what He has planned.
Eso es lo que tiene planeado.
He doesn't want just human misery.
No quiere esta miseria humana.
He wants divine happiness.
Él quiere felicidad divina.
So yet the world continued its course of evil, and nothing appeared to change. Not even one external miracle was seen in Our Lady. Yet all that Our Lady did not do in the low world, Our Lady did in heaven with her God. With her continuous living in the divine will, Our Lady formed a place within her in which to draw the word Jesus down upon earth. She changed the destiny of mankind, and she performed the greatest miracle, which no one else has done or will ever do. And that's conceiving God.
Y ese milagro que nadie jamás ha hecho y que jamás van a hacer es concebir a Dios.
She is the Theotokos.
Ella es la Theotokos,
Mother of God.
Madre de Dios.
To transport heaven upon earth was a unique miracle. The one who has to do the greatest does not need to do the least. Now this is important.
Ahora esto es algo muy importante.
Underline that.
Eso, subrayenlo. Eso es muy importante.
Okay, this is very important.
Esto es muy importante.
That's what God's going to do for us.
Porque eso es lo que Dios va a hacer con nosotros.
The greatest thing.
You repeat that, Father.
Okay. The one who has to do the greatest does not need to do the least.
El que tiene que hacer lo más grande no tiene que hacer lo menor.
Okay. Now, what does this mean?
Ahora, ¿qué significa? ¿Qué quiere decir esto?
This is going to astonish you.
Esto los va a sorprender.
You're going to be doing the greatest work in the history of the world.
Ustedes van a estar haciendo el trabajo más enorme de la historia del mundo.
And this is reading, studying, and putting into practice the divine will.
Y esto es leer, estudiar y poner en práctica los volúmenes.
So what God is going to do?
Entonces lo que va a hacer Dios
is He's going to eliminate what everybody else is doing.
Él va a eliminar todo lo que los demás están haciendo.
That you're doing.
Lo que tú estás haciendo.
You're going to be free.
Tú vas a estar libre.
And He is going to, it's going to look as if you're doing nothing.
Va a parecer o semejar como que no estás haciendo nada.
But in reality you're doing everything.
Pero en realidad estás haciendo todo.
You become the feet.
Tú te conviertes en los pies
of the apostles,
de los apóstoles,
the hands of the healers,
las manos de los sanadores,
the voice of the preachers,
la voz de los que predican.
You become all that the saints have done.
Todo lo que los santos han hecho.
By you sitting and giving your fiat.
En manteniéndote sentada y dando tu fiat.
Now, what's really amazing is,
lo que es asombroso es,
the world is going to continue to go the way it's going.
El mundo va a continuar en su camino, tal cual como va.
Jesus is going to use you,
y Jesús te va a usar a ti,
in a way that where the world's not going.
En la manera diferente a donde va el mundo.
So all that you're going to think, say, and do,
todo lo que vas a pensar, hacer,
is basically live heaven on earth.
Es vivir el cielo en la tierra.
This is the greatest thing that you can do.
Esto es lo más grande que puedes hacer.
So you won't have to do much else than this.
No vas a tener que hacer más otra cosa que esto.
your whole time,
todo tu tiempo,
will be with Jesus, Mary, and Luisa.
Va a ser con Jesús, María y Luisa.
While the rest of the world,
que el resto del mundo,
is going to be very busy.
Va a estar bien ocupados.
They're not going to stop.
Nunca van a parar.
They're
no van
going
a parar.
To be working and sweating.
Van a estar trabajando y sudando.
They're going to be frowning and crying.
Aguitados, llorando.
They're going to be doing the all that everybody's done for 6,000 years.
Van a hacer lo mismo que han hecho por 6,000 años.
We're going to be living heaven on earth.
Y nosotros vamos a estar viviendo el cielo en la tierra.
People are going to get angry with us.
Y la gente se va a enojar con nosotros.
They're going to say you're doing nothing.
No estás haciendo nada. La gente se va a enojar.
We're doing our fiat.
Pero nosotros estamos haciendo nuestro fiat.
And the most of the world.
Y la mayor parte del mundo.
At this point is going to be very frustrated.
Va a estar muy frustrados.
They're going to be working in the fields.
Van a estar trabajando en el campo.
Trying to grow food.
Tratando de crecer.
Working in the factories.
Trabajando en las fábricas.
Trying to make money.
Tratando de hacer dinero.
And we're going to be smiling and saying fiat.
Y nosotros vamos a estar sonriendo y diciendo fiat.
The one who has to do the greatest.
El que tiene que hacer lo mayor.
That's bringing the kingdom of God on earth as.
Que es trayendo el reino del cielo aquí a la tierra como en el cielo.
Jesus said the kingdom of God is within you.
Y Jesús dijo el reino de Dios está dentro de ti.
That is peace, joy, and happiness.
Que es paz, júbilo y felicidad.
This peace, joy, and happiness is going to fill us with light.
Y esto nos va a llenar de luz.
And therefore. We don't have to do what everybody else is doing.
Y por eso no tenemos que hacer todo lo que los demás están haciendo.
I feel very sorry.
Yo me siento muy apenado.
For my classmates.
Para mis alumnos, compañeros.
All my classmates are pastors.
Todos mis compañeros son pastores.
They have two or three parishes.
Tienen dos o tres parroquias.
They're running and running and running with no time.
Están corriendo, corriendo y corriendo sin tiempo.
Not even time to pray.
Ni tiempo para orar.
I have all the time in the world.
Yo tengo todo el tiempo del mundo.
And all I'm focusing on is the divine will.
Y todo lo que me estoy enfocando es la divina voluntad.
This is the greatest thing that can be accomplished by man.
Y esto es lo más grande que puede ser hecho por el hombre.
So I don't need to do the least.
Entonces no tengo que hacer lo menos.
Which my classmates are doing.
Que están haciendo mis compañeros.
They're good men.
Son buenos hombres.
But they don't want the divine will.
Pero no quieren la divina voluntad.
So God says, okay, then you
entonces
have
Dios
to
dice,
do
okay,
all the other work.
Tienes que hacer todo el demás trabajo.
We're calling the kingdom of God on earth.
Nosotros estamos llamando al reino de Dios a la tierra.
Again. Print this line up.
Impriman esta
put
línea.
It on your computer.
Póngala en su computadora.
Put it on your refrigerator.
Póngala en su refrigerador.
And read it.
Y
the
léala.
One who does the greatest does not need to do the least.
El que hace lo mayor no tiene que hacer lo menor.
Okay, so the greatest thing that God is going to ask of us.
La cosa más grande que Dios nos va a pedir a nosotros.
Is to get so close to Jesus and Mary.
Es que nos acerquemos tanto a Jesús y María.
Through Luisa.
A través de Luisa.
That heaven begins to reign in us.
Que el cielo empieza a reinar dentro de nosotros.
So we'll continue. Yeah, who knew anything of what my mama was doing, or what she did with the Eternal One in order to obtain the great portent and the descent of the Word into the midst of creatures. It was known only by a few at my conception that Mary was the cause of it, and by many when they saw me breathe my last on the cross. My daughter, the greater the good that I want to do to the soul, and this good must descend for the good of human generations, must bring me complete glory. The more I draw soul to myself, and I make this good mature in the soul, seasoned between me and the soul, I then segregate her from everyone. Okay? So that's what's going to happen. You're going to be segregated.
Vamos a ser segregados
from your family,
de nuestras familias,
from your neighbors,
de nuestros vecinos,
from your coworkers,
de nuestros trabajadores, de los párrocos,
from everybody,
de todos,
because God's going to work with you.
Porque Dios va a trabajar con nosotros.
When you're segregated from your family,
cuando
estamos
segregados de su familia,
and your neighbors,
amigos,
and your coworkers,
y sus co-trabajadores,
you have more time to read.
tienes más tiempo para leer.
So that's what God wants to do. He wants, once he finds us,
ya que nos encuentra,
giving our fiat,
dando nuestro fiat,
then he says this.
Entonces él dice esto.
I segregate the soul from everyone. I make the soul ignored. And when my divine will wants the soul to approach a creature, it takes all my power in order for the soul to submit to the sacrifice. Okay? We become segregated. We become separated from everyone and everything.
Nosotros somos segregados, somos separados de todos y de todas las cosas.
Because we're calling heaven to earth.
Porque nosotros estamos llamando el cielo a la tierra.
And we can't be interrupted.
Y no podemos ser interrumpidos.
Doing normal things.
Haciendo cosas normales.
Doing the things that everybody else is doing.
Haciendo las cosas que todos los demás están haciendo.
So you're going to be ignored.
Entonces te van a ignorar.
And I can tell you this from experience. Spit upon.
Te van a escupir.
Rejected.
Te van a
abandoned.
Abandonar,
persecuted, laughed at, ridiculed, and mocked.
Van a hacer todo eso.
And yes, we say thank you, Lord.
Y decimos nosotros gracias, Señor.
Because God is then saying to us.
Porque Dios nos está diciendo entonces a nosotros.
What he says to Luisa.
Lo que le dice a Luisa.
Therefore, let your Jesus do and calm down.
Entonces deja, lo que le dice a Luisa es, déjame que yo haga y tú cálmate.
See, this is not human.
Esto no es humano.
That's why there's not many people.
Porque por eso no hay mucha gente.
It's only a few people.
Solo es unos cuantos.
There was a few people around Jesus.
Eran muy poquitos alrededor de Jesús.
Not many.
No muchos.
And there's a few people around Luisa.
Y hay unos pocos alrededor de Luisa.
God has great, 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 great plans.
Dios tiene grandes planes.
But he can't find anyone who says fiat.
Pero no encuentra a nadie que diga fiat.
So we say our fiat.
Entonces nosotros decimos nuestro fiat.
And we watch God work.
Y vemos a Dios trabajar.
As he says, watch God do.
Como él dice, ve a Dios hacer.
And I, Luisa says, my Jesus, they are right. They say that they see no evidence, no positive good. These are only words. And I really don't want anything. All I want to do is what you want. That I may do your most holy will, and that which passes between me and you may remain in the secret of our hearts. So it's the same thing.
So es lo mismo.
We say to Jesus, all I want to do.
Nosotros le decimos a Jesús todo lo que nosotros queremos hacer.
Is what you, Jesus, want.
Es lo que tú, Jesús, quieres.
And that I may do your most holy will.
Y que pueda hacer tu divina voluntad.
That's all.
Eso es todo.
And that's going to bring heaven to earth.
Y eso va a traer el cielo a la tierra.
It's not building buildings.
No es haciendo edificios.
It's not starting communities.
No es empezando una comunidad.
It's saying our fiat to Jesus.
Es diciendo nuestro fiat a Jesús.
God's going to do it.
Dios lo va a hacer.
But he needs those that are docile.
Pero necesita aquellos que son dóciles.
He needs those that are submissive.
Aquellos que son sumisos.
He needs those that are totally surrendered to him.
A todos aquellos que se quieren rendir totalmente a él.
So Jesus says, my daughter, would you like it if I work my redemption in secret between my celestial father and my dear mother who was to conceive me? And then what was no one else to know that I had descended upon earth? A good as great as it is, maybe, if it is not known, does not produce life. It does not multiply. It is not loved, nor imitated. So my redemption would have been without effect for the creatures. So Jesus is saying, he's going to accomplish this.
Entonces Jesús nos está diciendo que él lo va a lograr esto.
But he needs us to give our fiat.
Pero necesita que nosotros digamos
nuestro
fiat.
He needs us to give our yes to him.
Necesita que nosotros le demos el sí a él.
And it looks like we're doing nothing.
Y parece que estamos haciendo nada.
But in reality, it's everything.
Pero en la realidad es todo.
So we'll stop there. We've got 45 minutes. We'll stop there for a few minute break.
Vamos a tomar un receso de unos minutos.
Okay, in the name of the Father and the Son.